Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
After their run-in with the Admiral Putinov, the members of the crew of the MV Glenmidden, who went aboard the Russian vessel, are still suffering from a heavy head after all the vodka that was consumed. So, we shall try very quietly to go over to the captain's cabin and find out what lies in store for the next adventure.
Captain! Captain!
Crawford, please keep your voice down. My head feels like it's about to explode.
Oh, sorry, Captain.
That's okay. Now, what do you want?
Captain, when you left me on the ferry yesterday, I got a call from the CalMac office. They tell me the new route they want us on.
What new route? Why didn't they contact Sandy?
Well, Sandy had a fit of the narcolepsies, and I had to prise the headphones off him when the news came through. We're off to the call tie rerun, as for this evening.
Crawford, why don't you go and let me have a cold shower and get dressed, and I'll meet you and the rest of the crew on deck in about 20 minutes?
Shall I knock Maggie up?
If you want. Just go and shout somewhere else. I'll see you all later.
20 minutes later, with a rather hungover crew, apart from Maggie, who seems to have had no effect from the 2 bottles of 100% proof vodka she consumed, the captain gets down to the nitty-gritty of the forthcoming route.
And that means we're going to be on this Auburn-to-Call route for the next 4 weeks. However, I do have to hand you over to the purser, who has some bad news for us all.
Indeed I do. Thanks to your excesses in drink and food, the funds are very low. We have to tighten our belts and make sure we do not spend anything that is not necessary, and also maybe come up with some suggestions as to how to inflate our kitty.
You touch my poor pussy and I'll have you by the loose tinge. My Boris is not to be inflated in any way, form or suggestion.
Oh, he's not talking about your flaming cat. He wants us to give him thoughts on how to make money.
Well, speaking on behalf of the Erskine Noise, we could always put on a fundraising concert. We are liked by the folk on call.
What's he saying?
He says we're liked by the folk on call.
He may like it, but I prefer to keep warm. Where's my brandy?
No, you deaf old goat. The folk on call, they like us. I don't know why we bother.
That's a very kind offer, and one which we will certainly put on the list. Quite far down the list, in fact. Any other suggestions?
Well, I have a suggestion. What about me, son Maggie?
I really don't think we can have a bordello being run on the ship.
Maggie. No, it's a beauty salon. I want to run a beauty salon.
In the name of the wee man, you can't run a beauty salon looking like Thorn. You'd no be a very good advert for your business, you minger.
Oh, and you know all about beauty salons, do you? I don't think you've ever seen the inside of one, or maybe you have. Are you one of those back crack and sack merchants I hear tell about?
You're talking in tongues, new woman. And no, I've never been in one of the places, and I don't intend to be going into one in the future, especially no one that you're running.
Maggie, actually, that's not too bad an idea. I don't think the name is right, though, but we can think of something else to call it. What sort of treatments would you do?
Well, I was thinking of anything that would make a woman feel more beautiful. I'll show you the price list once it's ready.
Would you be doing unisex or just women?
Oh, I think just the women to begin with. I don't want my Scotty getting jealous of me touching other men.
Well, you don't have to worry about me. You can touch as many men as you like. Just keep your hands off me.
Oh, I think he doth protest too much. Anyway, if you don't like me, son Maggie, what about Clarty's Cosmetics?
Primp My Pride?
Cat's Toiletries? Hairport?
Skipper's Clippers?
Ginger Snips?
Locks Are Fine?
Head Case?
Aerodynamics?
Girl Up and Die?
Cue Cut?
Tongs Your Bass?
Hairy Marys?
Right, okay, I get the picture. We'll call it something nautical. How about Snip Ahoy?
I think you may well have found the name. Now all we have to do is get the salon ready.
With 2 days before the first passengers come on board, the crew are all hands on deck to make Maggie's salon, the Snip Ahoy, take shape. The first problem is, where should it be located?
You know, having your saloon in your cabin and knowing's an end to it, it's bad enough having you in there without all the other women sizing up my sheets.
Well, in that case, I have no idea where it should be. The captain's cabin is out, as is the rest of the crew. The restaurant can't be used, and I have to double up my work between the beauty salon and the kitchen, so I need to be near the oven.
What about the kitchen?
You could have it in the corner of the kitchen.
Dun's no off hygienic, surely.
Neither's the kitchen. I think it would work.
Dick, you're a genius. As my old grandmother in Barra would say, in life you should try to set the heather on fire.
Aye, well, as long as you didn't set anything else on fire in the kitchen, I still think it's a daft idea.
Dick, don't you mind him. Oh, I'm having some good ideas about what can go where. You go and get Crawford and a saw, some nails and a hammer, and we'll have the salon up and running before you can say Brazilian.
All through the night, the crew work on Maggie's vision for her beauty salon. Crawford managed to get some of the wood, they say, from the old historic pier at Kinloch Moidart, and is busy building partitions, while Maggie is getting all her tools of the trade together. Soon she is calling the captain to go down and have a look at the brand new Snips Ahoy.
Well, I have to say that I never thought for one minute that the kitchen could look like this. You've all worked miracles. Maggie, take me round and tell me what it's got.
Right, well, this is the main area here, just beside the old butcher's block. You see, I can have my scissors and curling tongs here, along with the knives and stuff for the kitchen. This is the tanning bench over here, next to the fridge.
That's very ingenious. What is it?
I made the bench, Captain. Aye, it's just one of the deck benches with an old wooden orange box above it, with three fluorescent tubes in it, and then an electric blanket on the bench for heat.
Surely that's not going to give you a tan, though.
That's where the old tea bags come in. You see, while they're relaxing under the lights with a blanket on, they'll fall asleep, and I just brush them all over with cold tea and it looks like a tan. That's what we do in Barra.
Okay. Now, what about this wooden box thing over here?
That's the sauna.
The sauna? And why are there four electric cables going into the side of the box?
Well, it's for the kettles, of course. We put the ladies in there, one at a time, because there's not much room, and then we turn on the kettles and it steams up. Instant sauna, just like we have on Barra.
Okay, so where do they sit to have the hair done and where do you wash it?
They sit over here on these swivel bar stools that I've borrowed from the lounge, and they have their hair washed in the main sink, as long as we're not preparing any vegetables.
And what are all those things?
Well, as you know, the purser said we've not to spend any money, so I've had to improvise old kitchen stuff for the hairdressing salon. This old cheese grater can be used to take rough skin off the heels. The meat tenderizer and the rolling pin will be used for massage. These stale sausage rolls, I'll use them for curlers. And this hand dryer I've borrowed from the ladies' loos, and that will be my hair dryer.
Well, I can't wait to see it all in action.
Neither can we. Well, it's too late to go back now. Maggie's new salon will be dealing with passengers on call to Oberon starting from tomorrow. Scotty is off to get some provisions for the salon that weren't available on the ship, but has been told not to spend one penny on them. What on earth is he going to come up with? Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait until the same time, same channel next week, when we have more hair-raising tales from the Glen Midden Chronicle.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.